Well-Tempered Baroque is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided by listener members like you. Become a member at wwfm.org. Thank you. This is Well-Tempered Baroque, and I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. Music became one of the most important ornaments of absolute monarchy under Louis XIV. In May 1661, Louis elevated the Tuscan-born Giovanni Battista Lulli to the position of Surintendant de la Musique de la Chambre du Roi, effectively putting Lulli in charge of the royal music. Before the end of the year, the new superintendent renounced any allegiance to any other potentate and became a French subject, taking the name Jean-Baptiste Lully. And within a few short years, he created a distinctly French Baroque opera genre and raised French music above all others with respect to its elegance and subtlety in form. By 1700, the Italian style was perhaps an equally dominant force in Western music, but French music was without question the more refined. And who looked to France for its inspiration in music, indeed in all of its art forms? The Germans. Today we'll explore some of the Germans who were highly influenced by the music of Lully and his circle. Georg Muffat considered himself a German, although his ancestry was Scottish, and he was actually born in the Duchy of Savoy, where his father's family had settled in the early 17th century. Muffat's knowledge of French music was firsthand, for as a boy of 10, he was living in Paris where he studied with Lully and other French musicians. By the time he was 17, Muffat had gone to Alsace to study at Jesuit colleges, and he worked as an organist. A few years later, he moved to Bavaria to study law. He traveled to Vienna, Prague, and Salzburg, where he found employment as an organist and musician, and then continued his musical studies in Rome. Finally, in 1690, Muffat was appointed Kapellmeister to the court of the Bishop of Passau and held the post until his death in 1704. In 1682, fresh from his studies in Rome, Muffat published at Salzburg his Armonico Tributo, a collection of five works for strings and continuo. These works exhibit an Italianate framework, but a French musical language. Although called sonatas, they're actually in the French dance suite tradition. This is the Sonata in G Minor. Ensemble 415, Chiara Banchini is the director.
Thank you.
heard the Sonata in G Minor from the 1682 publication Armonico Tributo of Georg Muffat, Ensemble 415, Chiara Banchini, director. Muffat's contemporary Johann Sigismund Kusser also fell under the spell of Lully and the music of Versailles, but indirectly. Kusser was from Pressburg, today's Bratislava, which at that time was part of the Kingdom of Hungary, and it was coupled with the Habsburg Holy Roman Empire. Kusser was 14 when his family had to flee religious persecution in Hungary, and they moved to Stuttgart. Lexicographer and Bach cousin Johann Gottfried Walter claimed that Kusser studied in Paris with Lully, but no primary source documentation has confirmed this. But the composer did acknowledge that he had carefully studied Lully's music. In 1682, the 22-year-old Kusser dedicated a collection of suites in the French style to the Duke of Württemberg. Let's hear the very French-sounding Chaconne that concludes the second suite. The ensemble is Les Enchantants, Klaus Westermann, director. Honestly, if I didn't know who the composer was, I would be fooled. I would think that this is the work of a musician from Versailles. We heard a Chaconne of the Hungarian-born composer Johann Sigismund Kusser. This was delightfully French, indeed as French as music could be, perhaps even more French than the French themselves, a mark of a true convert. The ensemble was Les Enchantants, Klaus Westermann was the director. Now let's hear Johann Sigismund Kusser's third suite, also performed by Les Enchantants, Klaus Westermann, director. Thank you. We've been listening to the third suite of Johann Sigismund Kurse, performed by Les Archantons, Klaus Westermann, director. And what happened to this great Francophile composer? Well, he arrived in London on Christmas Day 1704 and relocated to Dublin in July 1707, where he spent the remaining 20 years of his life working as the chapel master of Trinity College and composer of royal birthday odes. Our next Francophile German for today is Johann Christoph Petz. That's P-E-Z. Born in Munich in September 1664, Petz attended the local Jesuit school, where he learned to play the lute and viola da gamba. After his voice broke, he sang tenor at the Peterskirche and was named choirmaster there in 1687. But this position had its challenges, because the church's authorities only permitted plain song and antiquated polyphony. But the elector took notice of the promising young man and sent him to study in Rome. When he returned to Munich, he found the court all but deserted, as his patron had taken up residence in Brussels. So Petz quit Munich for Bonn to enter the service of the Archbishop-Elector of Cologne. And that didn't last, because the War of the Spanish Succession forced him to return to his mundane post. Fortunately, in 1706, he was invited to serve as Kapellmeister to the Württemberg court at Stuttgart, and he held this position until his death in September 1716. So here's a German composer who served provincial courts and churches. He had little opportunity to flourish. He was trained in Italy, but he showed he was capable of writing in the French style. This illustrates that despite his frustrations with his limited opportunities, he had access to French music sources, and he was able to study them and capture their best attributes. The stateliness, the elegance, the instrumental colors, and the dance forms all appear in his music. A perfect example of his talent, the overture from his Pièce pour la musique de table, his pieces of chamber music, and this is performed by a group called Les Muffati, under the direction of Peter van Heuchen. we heard a very French-sounding overture by the very German Johann Christoph Petz, who lived from 1664 to 1716. This is performed by Lei Muffati under the direction of Peter van Hoechen. This is Well-Tempered Baroque, and our focus for today, the German Francophiles, also known as Lullists, after Jean-Baptiste Lully. Jakob Riemann, also known as Jakob Rischmann, is considered a German-Dutch composer, as we assume his family originally came from a German town, although he himself died in the Frisian town of Leeuwarden in February 1726. Rischmann played the oboe and viola da gamba, and his pieces for viola da gamba exhibit both French and Italian characteristics. One particularly French-sounding piece is his sonata in F major. We hear the Allemande, Courant, Sarabande, and Gigue, typical French dance suite movements. The soloist is Sabina Lehrman.
Thank you.
We heard violist da gamba Sabina Lehrmann performing the sonata in F major of the German-Dutch Francophile or Lulist composer Jacob Rischmann. You've been listening to Well-Tempered Baroque, and I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. Thanks for joining me today as we explored the music of the German Francophiles. We'll continue with this next time and hear some music of other German Francophiles, such as Erlebach, Telemann, and J.S. Bach. If you enjoyed my show today, a production of the Classical Network, please consider becoming a member of our station or a sponsor of Well-Tempered Baroque. Visit us online at wwfm.org for more information or to become a member or to donate online. Please also like Well-Tempered Baroque on Facebook and follow me on Twitter at WT Baroque. I'm Dr. Lewis Barretts. Have a great week.